to the Goons Podcast. Room count. Boons Podcast. Goons Podcast. And
hallelujah.
Family of Goons Podcast.
Hallelujah.
Here we are. Praise the Lord.
The Holy Spirit is with his podcast this evening.
What changed in the past?
It has been silent in here for the last 10 minutes.
It's been casual conversation. And then that just came out.
Once you start clapping along, you just start to feel the praise and glory of Jesus. Open your balls.
You're coming to my feet, man. It has been completely silent, normal conversation the minute you started the intro.
And then Goons Church!
I don't know what happened.
Goons Religion. Put the spirit in me.
Were we talking about that the other day? We're going to start a Goons Religion?
We're going to start a cult religion of goons.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, then we don't have to pay taxes if we start a religion.
Oh, dude, that might be the play.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Boys, did we figure out life? Make religion?
Yeah, that's life. Make religion die.
And we could go on stream and be like, donate money, pass around a little cup thing, put your damn dollars in for the Lord Goons Jesus.
We could get a black choir and write that off on taxes. So we could have like, come on, goons, praise the Lord.
You just really want to buy black people, don't you? That's the thing.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
How you make that joke during Black History Month?
Oh,
are you fucking kidding me?
Yikes.
Whoopsie. I'm just going to scoot my ass back to January.
No, okay, guys, it's totally recorded in January still. It's January, I promise.
Maybe I should have said hire a black choir.
Yeah, maybe hire
buy a bunch of black people.
Yeah, like they're there. They're not there against their will. They want to be there.
That's what I meant.
Buy them and scoot them off back to January.
Oh boy!
Also, if you couldn't tell, listeners and watchers, Mr. Grizzies doing us today.
What the fuck did you just call me?
Mr.
Grizzy.
Mr. Grizzy.
Just a load of chat.
Me so greasy. I would totally eat a bowl of Grizzy.
Grizzy, the CEO of Grizzy's Rice, is here with us on the podcast. I feel like I should start like a bar and grill. Grizzy's Grill. Got a ring to it.
Oh, that's good.
The bar needs to be called Grizzy's. That's the bar name.
Grizzy's. This food's so good, make you want to go
And moan your name for some reason afterwards.
Welcome to Grizzies. What can I get for you?
Stupid prank call day one of your business being open.
I would definitely prank call your restaurant every fucking day.
I would hate that.
Well, it's not like you wouldn't know who it is. The same redneck calls every day. Yeah. And ask for something stupid. I think you'd pick up on it real quick.
You just gotta like order something. Like everything on the menu has before it. Like can I get a burger? Can I get a fries?
Burger. Let me get a double like, bacon.
You prank
burger.
Call, but all you do is just say for like 30 seconds straight. Just like can I get a
Sorry, sir. Can you get the mosquitoes out of your microphone? The
just
swarm
like a
of
monk,
bees.
Just a monk trying to order something at McDonald's. Like it's.
Let me get on.
What would be your signature dish at Grizzy's?
Definitely has to be either some fried chicken related or mozzarella sticks.
You're just never mind.
Heart. I feel sorry for your
you
heart.
You really
dude.
Love mozzarella sticks, don't
yeah.
you?
Mozzarella sticks is fucking good.
Yeah,
dude.
It's just fried cheese. How can you not love it?
I love it, but like, bro, you said when we talked about this last, you said if you could only eat one more thing the rest of your life, it'd be mozza sticks.
Yeah,
I would
just
I would puke in a week.
You wouldn't puke in a week if you're dead.
Yeah, actually, you would have
fair enough.
I don't gotta
got to
suffer the consequences.
Yeah, you would absolutely have heart failure day three.
Well, the cool thing about mozzarella sticks is you can portion them out. You know, you don't have to eat 50. You can eat like 10.
I think you could do that with food in general, no matter what it is.
Yeah, no, it's not like a burger.
Only mozzarella sticks.
Yeah. Yeah, can you mix them with anything? Can you like put like
some mozzarella sticks? Yeah, you can like put them in your cereal.
I actually don't like eating mozzarella sticks with marinara.
Milky mozza sticks.
Me too. I'm the same way.
Milky mozza sticks.
Yeah, it's like eating fried, just straight
fried cheese. I like ranch, to be honest. I fuck with ranch on them.
Yes.
Yeah, you dip your mozzarella sticks in ranch?
Yeah, what? That's common.
Yeah, that sounds like a hate crime, to be honest.
That sounds like the start of like an infomercial or something.
You gotta dip it in the marinara, baby.
I like marinara as well. I'm just saying
that's good. It depends on the marinara.
Why, does everybody always gotta argue one thing or the other? Why can't people just allow people to enjoy multiple things?
Well, exactly.
Because then life would be boring.
Like, it's like the cats versus dogs argument. You just like both.
Nah,
it's
dogs are superior. There's no argument.
Dogs are superior. Fuck cats.
All right,
nah, actually, I agree with that. Cats can die.
Yeah, okay. Same here.
Well, I like my cat.
It depends on the cat. If the cat has the exact same personality as a dog, I'll take the cat.
Doug? Dude, I don't... He's just a goofball.
Doug's fantastic.
But like, I feel like 9 out of 10 cats are just like... They're too much of a free spirit. They just don't give a fuck about your existence.
Well, you know? Yeah.
Or they're a crackhead like mine.
Yeah.
Or that, yeah.
Yeah, wait, you have a cat. You said, fuck cats. What do you mean?
Yeah, I stand by what I said. I fucking hate my cat. My cat's a little crackhead piece of shit.
All right, that's but a little aggressive.
Have you gotten his balls cut off yet?
No, it's a lady.
Oh, have and you gotten his pussy taken
balls
out?
Cut off? She's neutered and spayed.
Pussy taken out. Bro, that's not what they do. They don't just remove the cat's vagina.
She's in transition right now. Into an asexual photosynthesis plant. Cat.
Yummy.
Wow.
I don't... Is that offensive? I don't know.
Probably to someone.
Is that how like vegan Chinese places exist? They just turn their cats into asexual plants?
There ain't no vegan Chinese place. That does not exist.
No. No. Nasty, do you have an actual topic for us to start this off?
Yeah, I got a good one. I've seen a good one. Somebody,
you want to say that again in English?
No, he doesn't know English. He's working.
Somebody named Waluigi Gang.
You don't need to say their name.
I'm really happy you said his name.
Someone named Waluigi Gang shot and killed a man today in cold blood outside of the White House. It was a bomb. Okay, he left a long ass...
Did you say Wario Gang killed Obama?
Waluigi.
I don't know what happened.
Somebody to Mushroom Kingdom. We don't want him in America.
Okay, this friendly mother yucker left a long ass story that I'm not going to read. But the topic at the bottom of it says, have you guys ever had any crazy girlfriend moments? Or a crazy female moment? It doesn't have to be a girlfriend, but just like... Any crazy experiences with... with somebody with a pussy. Or a dick in these cases.
Doesn't have to be a girl.
Just gotta have a pussy. All right. I don't think... I feel like I've talked about everything that like...
I'm a super ticklish person, and...
I'm intrigued. Yeah, pique my interest.
my first girlfriend used to like to poke my armpits all the time because she thought it was so funny because I'd be like, tee hee, that's miserable. I'm ticklish. Stop it, you cunt. And when people tickle me, speaking of aggressive, I like can't really control what my arms do. I start like convulsing and stuff. So one time she poked my armpit and I just clocked her in the nose.
Domestic violence.
Uppercut her, kneed her in the face, donkey kicked her.
I bust the shit out of that girl.
Tickle me, big woman.
It was an accident, but man.
It was like abusive tickle me, Omo. You just smacking the shit out of you afterwards.
I relate to that though. I kick my girlfriend. Oh God, okay, I didn't get that far. Yeah, I kicked my girlfriend once because she tickled me on accident, but I did not give her a bloody nose.
I decked her right in the nose.
One time in elementary school, it was like the last day of school or whatever, and they bought a big like bouncy castle for all the kids to get on, and I was jumping around and I accidentally punched this girl in the nose and almost broke her nose, and she was bleeding everywhere. Damn. And it was the last day of school. So
we're just sharing our domestic abuse stories right now.
you are such an alf. Have y'all ever hit women? Tell me the story.
Well, dude, after I punched her, then she had a crush on me. So it was like,
your mic cut out. What was
you
it?
You cut out.
I said I punched her, and then she had a crush on me.
Oh,
I don't understand.
Oh,
like,
oh, there you go. Yeah.
So men, it's like Rihanna.
She probably had daddy issues, if I were to guess. Do it again.
Do it again.
It's just, I like you just now. Like that. Punch me more. I mean, you guys haven't had crazy girlfriend experience as far as like stalker type or like kind of just like really obsessive or anything like that.
No,
it's just been so far. It's been like, no. I have punched women. It's not really part of the topic, really.
Beat woman.
No, I don't know. No, I feel like really. I feel like I have a sixth sense for that. Like if I notice a red flag right away, I just don't fuck with that person at all. Mm. Like regardless of if it's a female or male or not. Like if I notice red flags, I'm out of there.
So what made you stick around us?
You know what? You guys are fucked, but you're all very self-aware. That's all that's important.
You're self-aware that you're fucked.
Yeah, you're self-aware that we're all just apes, just big old
farts.
Exactly. Thank you for proving the point. Yeah, I don't know. I've never had a like crazy ass girlfriend. I know people who have, but I probably shouldn't share those stories.
I haven't had.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
What about you, McNasty?
No.
Really? Because. Because, all right, never mind.
No, we ain't talking about that.
I was going to say, here we go.
Yeah, no.
I was like, all right. No, that's fine.
Probably not a good idea.
McNasty picked this topic just to go down that path.
All right, so this fucking bitch just goes off the whole hour.
The only other thing I've experienced is like, just being manipulated real hard.
Yeah, that's that's a thing.
Dude, did you just squeeze out a fart?
I think you were about to shed a tear for me. You just like held it in your.
Oh no! I was just puckering my butthole. I would never cry for you.
I would pucker my butthole for you.
I would actually argue that somebody puckering their butthole means more than crying for me.
Yeah.
I puckered for you, babe. Topic.
Okay, guys. Don't segue off. I puckered for you, babe, with that. That is the worst fucking thing.
Cardboard and cheese.
No, we are not using that topic.
Spaghetti right. Or meat?
Oh, well, mozzarella stick.
Shut up. Okay, can we, do we have another actual topic?
I want a mozzarella stick.
I'm scrolling and there just are none.
I know.
Cancer.
You can read it
in the I was just throwing it in.
You have rights here, like you're able to.
What's one topic that just fascinates you?
Mind,
tell us about
speak
it
your mind.
You're
allowed to speak your mind here. This is speakeasy.
This is a good. This is a good topic. What one topic you'd find fascinates you? Tell us about it. Why you're not going to be speaking it?
Hold on,
Nasty Grizzy's trying to speak, dude.
No, I was going to tell him to speak in a normal fucking language.
Yeah, no, he doesn't know normal language.
For the next podcast, what's one topic that just fascinates you and tells us? Tell us about it and why you like researching it. Period.
Thank you.
I don't even know what the question was after that.
All right. I'm so distracted.
What's literally topic, cancer. Read it yourself literally. With your own fucking eyes. Oh, you can't read. Okay.
What's one topic that fascinates you?
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Space.
Why does it fascinate you?
Space, because it's really fucking cool. And we don't know very much about it, which is why it's so interesting.
Wait, did you say base or space?
Base. Yeah, somebody's rust.
We don't know much about base.
I don't know anything.
I thought you said base as well, to be honest.
Yeah. We know everything about base. This is the vibration. Space. I think space is one of the coolest fucking things ever. We understand so little of it that it's so cool.
It seems like no matter how much you research it, you're always learning new shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, like, humanity still learns new shit on it. Like, it's something that we've been researching obviously forever, like back in like when Greeks ruled the fucking world. Like, they've been researching things since then, but up until recently when we had like real equipment to actually look as far out as we can now and learn so many things, like, I don't know, we'll always be finding new stuff. That's what makes it super cool too. It's like there's always something interesting going on that you can find. But yeah, no, space is definitely the most interesting thing to me that I don't really fully know.
Yeah, that about. And the ocean, because it's like, what, have we only discovered like a fraction of what's actually in the ocean?
Yeah, the ocean scary. Is cool as hell.
Yeah.
I like the ocean is more scary than space.
Who knows what the hell is down there, bro?
Yeah, I guess it would be because it's here.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, because it's on our planet. Like,
yeah, it could potentially kill me somehow.
Well, think about the ocean, too. The ocean is scary for the reason that there's a lot of predators in the ocean.
Fuck
but
the
space
ocean.
Space is scary because there's just a lot of like natural shit in the space that can just kill you, you know?
Fuck the ocean and everything in it.
Especially that's the stingrays.
Period. Yeah. Fuck stingrays.
Now, are you doing jellyfish. I'm homeboys.
Dude, I've been stung by so many jellyfish, it fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
Did you have to get peed on?
Are you supposed to piss on those? That was my question, yeah.
I think I did one time.
Isn't that a myth?
I think I did one time.
I feel like somebody just really wanted to get peed on.
One of the lifeguards had like a bottle of vinegar, and they put that on there. But like,
I wonder how that works.
The guy was just like, yeah, if you feel your throat start to close up, maybe go to the ER. Other than that, like, you just have to wait it out. And I was like, well, that's fucking great.
Yeah, I've been stung by one jellyfish, and it was like a little ass tiny one. And I didn't even know it was a jellyfish. It was on the beach, and it looked like this little like, it almost looked like the shape of an eyeball, but like cut in half. So it was just like this weird, is that convex or concave shape? I don't know. but I picked it up, and like my finger stung, and I didn't know what the fuck it even was because it didn't have like tentacles or anything. It was so weird. But I've never actually seen like a big ass jellyfish or anything.
Yeah, fuck jellyfish, dude.
Yeah,
fuck.
Kill them, nuke them, burn them.
Who wants to swim in the ocean anyway, bro? It's overrated. Like, dude,
it's pretty cool.
I heard this bit from a comedian. Like, if you saw a lobster in a fucking swimming pool, you're not gonna go get in the swimming pool. You're gonna be like, get that fucking thing out of the pool before I get in.
A lobster.
I really wouldn't care about the lobster that much.
Dude, put a fucking lobster in a swimming pool and see how many people want to get in it. Fuck that shit. I'm not getting in the pool.
I feel like you should have said like a shark, not like a lobster.
Nothing
like,
brings me more joy than going into a Red Lobster and seeing them little fuckers in an aquarium getting ready to fry.
And fuck swimming in that aquarium.
Wait, why do you hate lobsters so much? Like, why those?
Because they're fucking scary.
They're
scary. Dude, a crab. Think about how fucking terrifying a crab is. What if a crab was like the size of a dinosaur? That would be fucking terrifying. I wouldn't leave my house.
You can apply that to anything, though.
Yeah.
If a spider was the size of a dinosaur, that would also be very terrifying.
Okay, but crabs are terrifying being the size that they are, is the point I was trying to make.
I don't think they're scary.
They're delicious, but they're terrifying.
Did you guys have that irrational fear as a child where you thought that there was a shark in the pool?
Yes.
No.
Not in the pool,
it's like
no.
You can see the bottom of the pool, but you think that if you go underwater, there's going to be
one. Oh, there's just going to be a shark?
Yeah. Like something's going to change.
Just open your eyes underwater. It's just nothing but sharks.
I was always scared in the tub as a kid.
Taking up the whole pool.
I was scared in the tub as a kid that something was going to swim up and eat me.
Really?
Oh, like out of the drain.
Yeah.
I used to have that fear about toilets. I always feel like it's like an alligator was going to come out and just like bite my balls or something.
That's fair, dude. It's because like literally it's the happened. Day. No, the fucking day I got Reddit. This is what cursed me with toilets. I saw a picture of a black widow just sitting on top of the water. And it was probably in Australia, if I had to guess. And it was just like, always check your toilets. And ever since then,
I've seen that before.
I just get fucking horrified. Like, that has scarred me. Every time I, like, go to sit on a toilet, I'm like, I gotta check this thing.
That's
like,
exactly why I shit the in 40 seconds.
Come out of the fucking hole of the toilet from the water.
Snake?
Yeah, a fucking snake, dude. God. I've heard stories about snakes climbing up into people's toilets, dude.
Ew.
Fuck that shit.
Imagine getting a snake bite on your butthole. You couldn't have anybody suck the juice out for you. You have to go to the doctor.
Dude, imagine
somebody has
that.
To suck your asshole.
Dude, one of my friends was drunk.
The perfect job doesn't exist.
One of my friends was drunk, and he got bit by a snake, like a massive fucking snake on his ankle, and he had to drive himself drunk to the hospital.
Oh my god!
God,
because he got bit by a fucking
snake.
Yeah,
I mean, I would never really condone drinking driving, but that's definitely better than just dying.
Than just dying, yeah.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, I don't even know what I'd do in that situation. I'd probably just die. I'd probably just give up.
I don't think I have a huge fear of
that
snakes.
That sucks.
Like the fear snakes. I have dreams like a lot about being bit by snakes, and it just like
really,
yeah, it freaks me out.
I definitely don't like them, but they don't freak me out. I mean, if one came out of my toilet, I'd fucking freak out. Obviously.
Oh yeah,
obviously. I was walking down the sidewalk like a few months ago, and a snake just crawled out of the crack of the sidewalk in front of me.
Yeah, we have them around here.
Terrified
too.
Me.
Do you have like? Probably. I don't really know anything about snakes, but do you have like dangerous snakes where you live, Soup? Or are they mostly just really?
Yeah.
Oh god. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's horrifying. We have nothing that's like dangerous here, like spiders or snakes or anything. The worst we get in terms of like creepy crawlies is brown recluse spiders.
Yeah.
Those are fucking everywhere though.
Yeah. Yep. But that's like the worst we get. And like they're not very scary because unless you like actively try to get it to bite you, it's just not gonna bite you.
Yeah, and they always hide in, like, old stuff that you, like, haven't moved in years to. So it's not like they're just everywhere.
Yeah, they're not just walking around your house.
There's a baby scorpion in my garage.
I mean, most scorpions are chill, aren't they? Unless I've been misinformed. I thought it was only, like, a small percent that were, like... I thought they were, like, spiders. We're only a small percent that, like, everybody focuses on.
The scary snake in South Carolina is the water moccasin.
Oh, fuck, I've heard of that.
The water moccasin? That doesn't sound like a snake.
It's a snake.
No, it definitely like a shoe is. I've heard of that. Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Coyote Peterson taught me about that.
A water moccasin.
Who's Coyote Peterson?
Bro, you don't know Coyote Peterson?
Coyote Peterson is a beast.
Dude, you need to watch more YouTube.
Those videos are so fucking cool.
He like... So the way I found him is he finds like... There's a thing called the Sting Pain Index, I think it's called.
What the hell?
And like,
oh, it's he's just the one that gives himself bites, huh?
Yeah, and they like, and he looked at the ratings and like started from like, I'm not sure what spot it was on the pain index, but he just went and found every single like thing that stings, and was like, yeah, I'm gonna see how much it hurts. He just got stung by like everything fucked. Like there is like 10 different hornets. Like just there is one that bit his toe out another. Some weird
dude,
shit
the
on
the bullet
there.
Ant one's my favorite. Ooh. I love the one of the bullet ant. Fuck, dude, fuck that shit. He also like didn't he like get fucked by a cactus on purpose or some shit?
Yeah, they put a whole cactus in his asshole. An entire cacti farm in his ass. No, I don't know. I haven't seen that, but I saw his lips. Have you ever seen his lips get stung by bees? He had a full, like, bee face mask, and they all stung his lips. They were so fucking inflamed. It's such a like, funny photo.
You look like Kevin from SpongeBob.
Yeah, literally.
Sponge.
Yeah, he is. I would highly recommend to you, Grizzy, and to the comment section, if they haven't watched Coyote Peterson yet, Go watch everything he's uploaded. It's just fantastic. I just binge it every once in a while. I'll just wait a couple months to see what he's uploaded and go on a rampage.
SpongeBob.
Okay. Is that the topic? You want to talk about SpongeBob?
SpongeBob. Oh, look at him. Oh, square. He's a square.
He's actually a rectangle.
Of SpongeBob?
Yeah, he's just Googling SpongeBob photos.
Oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him, he's so cute. I wish I could put my tongue in his holes.
What are you doing?
What is this?
I'm horny for SpongeGog. Okay, what's next topic?
SpongeGog.
What the fuck did you say?
What video game world would you live in and why? Didn't we do this already?
We did do this, and I said follow, and you guys gave me flack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Next topic!
Do you have a next topic?
What were your dream jobs before you ever thought of doing YouTube? I think we did that too.
We've done that.
We've officially done every topic. We're ending the podcast right now.
Goodbye.
Thank God.
Every topic. Every single topic.
It's been fun.
We've talked about every single thing that is possible to talk about. We've said every word. We're ending. Ow.
What is your favorite brand of credit card?
Okay. That is not.
What are we, 85?
I like this one. If you were to get an exotic pet, what would it be? That's a good one, Grizzy.
Monkey.
You know you can read those out if
a
you
water
want to,
moccasin.
Right?
Oh no, I was just throwing them in while you guys are talking.
Well, monkey. You can come to South Carolina and you can get you one for free or a copperhead or something.
Monkey.
Dude, I would definitely get a fucking monkey. I'm with you, Blarg. I want a pet monkey. That would be fucking awesome.
I watch monkey videos all the time, and they just look so fun to hang out with. It's like
raccoons also look cool to own.
Oh, my friend had two little raccoons. They were like, his mom was a vet. And they were like rescue raccoons. He only had them for a couple months, but they were so fucking cute. But it was really sad because they got put down together. They were like hugging each other while they got put down. It was really fucking
cool. Oh, well, now I'm depressed.
Yeah, but, well, thank you, Blarg. Now I'm going to go cry.
But they're really cute, so that's...
I want a pet manatee.
I thought you were going to say, I want a pet man.
I want to pet a guy on his head. Tell him he's a good boy.
I just want a big old bear just walking around my house.
You can get Grigi.
It's rushing as hell.
Big old Grigi bear walking around.
Just me eating all my mozzarella sticks.
Actually, isn't there a dude in Montana who actually has a bear?
Probably. That sounds
there's
like
a few people that own bears. I watched a video, actually, of... this couple that owns like a lot of bears.
A lot of bears? Not just
they
one
have
bear?
Like, they have like fucking four or five of them.
Oh my God.
And they're, dude, it looks super sweet. Like the bears are like fucking massive doges, dude. They just like pet the bears and hug them and shit. And the bears are like just sweet back to them.
Yeah.
I wonder what the process of getting a bear is. Like, is there a store somewhere where you can just buy bears?
Bears Mart.
Like, just go out in the wild and just put a leash on a bear and be like, come on, we're going home, boy.
Just go to bear.com.
Build a bear, Grizzy. Yep, build a bear. That's the one.
Build a bear.
Bear.gov is definitely a Russian website. 100% that exists. There's no way it doesn't. But yeah, they look adorable. There was one guy.
I mean, just, like, how do you get it, though? Like, is there some kind of...
It probably depends on the state. Like, the one guy I know of in Montana, like, who in Montana is going to tell you no to having a bear?
I guess if you're ballsy enough to go out in the wild and bring a bear home.
You're going to have a good setup. Like, I'm sure there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just like, me want bear mine.
You probably have to have some kind of, like, permit to get a bear.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, because like, you can't just, like,
feeding them motherfuckers, dude. You know how big a bear is and how much they're going to want to eat?
Yeah, I don't.
Probably the same as me. You got a house and home.
Yeah. Grizzly and the bear just eating a big old Popeyes bucket.
Roughly like 4,000 calories a day.
Holy shit, Grizzly! Bro, you would look like a wrecking ball.
That was the old me.
Did you really eat 4,000 calories a day at one point?
Dude, there were times, like 5,000.
It's like three times.
That's like a week.
My stomach was like a fucking beach ball.
A bear? Oh.
Like, when I ate, it's weird, because, like, I was never one of those dudes that had, like, a really round stomach, but I think that was just because of my height, so I got lucky. But, like, I still had the mass all on me, the fucking thunder thighs and all.
Thunder thigh.
You gave me all the mood now, Bruno.
I'm thinking about that for a while.
I could wake up.
I'm thinking about that plus oil.
Oh.
I think back, like, two years ago, like, 2018, like when I got the YouTube money started coming in, I can just estimate the calories now, because like I used to wake up, get something from, let's say, Denny's, the Grand Slam sandwich. If you've been to Denny's, that shit is 1,500 calories.
That goddamn Grand Slam sandwich. Dude.
I knew it.
That one sandwich is 1,500?
That one sandwich is 1,500 calories.
That's more than I get in a day.
Then side like, of hash browns, and then later on, I get a fucking Subway sandwich, you know, a foot long. Sometimes, you know, if I'm feeling spicy, you get a second one. But,
you know what? I actually do remember this Grizzy face. I remember this vividly.
I was literally just watching Naruto and ordering food for like 2 weeks straight when I had enough money.
Yeah.
Like, when I first started YouTube money, I did the same shit. I was ordering like
pizza. I mean, to be fair, I was young and didn't have any bills to pay, so.
Yeah, me too.
Or I think like the only bill I was paying was like my phone bill. That's about it. But yeah, I would eat that, and then at the end of the day, I'll probably fucking just order something like 2,000 calories, maybe order Domino's or Pizza Hut or some shit, eat an entire pizza by myself.
I remember that. Oh. You used to get a whole pizza and chicken wings.
I would be devour like, that shit.
Yeah, 2017 Grizzy was on some shit. I do remember
2017, 2018?
I just always remember you having a snack. I didn't realize it was like fucking 5,000 calories about a snack. But I thought you were just
I don't get it, though. Like, I mean, I can eat pretty good myself, but there's like a point where it's like, if you eat too much, do you not feel like you're going to like puke?
Yeah.
Cause like if I
eat, you just get used to
if it. I eat like a big meal, I'm like, I'm like, God damn.
Yeah.
I'm just like, God damn, dude, I can't eat anymore.
You got to push through the pain, make some stomach gains, bro.
Well, the thing is,
when you're push through the pain of eating,
working on stomach gains, bro. Yeah,
when you're a bigger guy too, you have a bigger stomach, you can eat more. That's just like,
well, that's just dude. That's just not like bigger guy thing. That's just if you eat more, you have a bigger stomach. That's literally it.
Yeah,
you can actually stretch
how,
it out.
That's how people like fucking Matt Stoney can eat so much because they keep themselves skinny by working out all the time, but they still stretch their stomach to the max.
Right, because he's only like 120 pounds, but he could out-eat all of us. So
this is
dumb.
What?
I said this is dumb. This world is rigged.
Why you just want to be able to eat?
Work out then.
I want his metabolism.
Chrissy, it's not his metabolism.
Just
this dude,
food and then take a nap afterwards.
He wakes up and works out till bedtime. Like that's.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Bro, that is the life of a lot of people.
I always thought it was ridiculous, like the diet of fucking Michael Phelps. I remember hearing some shit about him, dude, and like how like swimming is so good for your body. The dude eats like a fucking birthday cake a day or some wild shit. Because he just can. He just fucking can.
He eats
he
like 8,000 calories a day.
Yeah. You reckon he'd get sick of birthday cake?
I'm sure he switches it up, but like, dude, can you imagine? It's just like, I swam for 3 miles today. I'm going to eat a fucking cake. Fuck it.
That's so crazy that like your job is keeping you fit and you get to eat whatever the fuck you want.
Athletes.
The Rock has an insane diet too.
Yeah, the Rock, dude. The Rock eats rocks. I think he eats like 5,000 to 7,000 calories a day.
Oh my God.
He also probably weighs like 250 pounds of like pure muscle.
At least. Yep. Yeah, I don't think there's an ounce of fat on that man.
Isn't he 300 pounds of muscle or like 285?
I was 250. He's like 256.
I was going to say, I'd believe that. Why do you know that to the exact number?
Because
256.7?
I looked it up.
I put a weight under him while you sleep in the other day.
He's my uncle.
I could see that. Actually, you know what? You look more like his character in Moana than
this I can. 260 on Google.
Oh, he's 260 now, I guess.
Oh, he's gained a couple.
Yeah.
He started eating a birthday cake a day.
He's on break right now. It's fine.
Dude, I do not like his movies. I'm going to be honest. He is the same character in every movie that he's ever been in.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's the fucking Rock, Blarg.
Yeah. I know, but surely, you know, he could do something different one time.
He ingests about nearly 5,200 calories a day.
52, that's it?
Why, Grizzy, why don't you look like him when you weigh 5,000 calories
a
day?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
What happened, bro?
What am I working? 90 fucking times a day.
I just don't work out. I'm just saying, like, I drop 50 pounds, you know, just drop the body fat. I look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson just with hair. I would be
Dwayne.
Wow.
Yeah,
I look like the Wayne, the Rock, the Johnson.
Grizzy, the lucky thing about you is your body just like is naturally ready to get muscle.
I know, it's fucking weird.
Like you have the build that
Matt
every man would kill
me.
For.
He's like, huh? I thought you'd be
Grizzy,
way
you're
fatter.
Perfect the way you are. Don't change anything, baby girl.
Grizzy,
okay?
You're a very handsome man. You are a very handsome man.
I'm gonna throw that out there and just say you're sexy.
Grizzy, you have a nice smile. I like your smile.
You do have a nice smile.
You bring joy into my home.
I like your voluptuous ass. Yep, there we go.
I was really hoping there was silence after that.
I want to live under one of your titties, Grizzy.
Okay. I want to put a sleeping bag between your toes and just take a nap in his bunk.
You fucking weirdo.
I ain't even need a sleeping bag. I'll sleep in his butt cheeks.
Are you sexualizing, Grizzy?
Dude, I have seen people that have been like the same weight as me. But they just have completely
that just look
different.
Like hell.
Yes, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's like, right, dude. That's right, what I'm cursed with
genetics.
I think right now I definitely, you know, I've gone up in 2020. I got out of the 300s and now I'm back in the 300s. I think last time I checked, I was like 322 again. But like, I've seen people that are like 280 and 270. They just their bodies are like really sloppy.
Grizzy, when I weighed 200 pounds, I looked like you. Like,
do you lift?
He didn't even really lift, though. He just worked out. Like, he just somewhat took care of himself for a bit.
I was wondering if he had, like, mass built up under there, you know, because you can fill yourself out.
Nah, if anything, I've only just worked out regularly for, like, one single year. That was last year. I mean, 2019.
You got a sloppy body.
Dude, you think having muscle underneath makes people look better? I feel like that's what fucked me over. Because I was so fit, and then I let myself go, like, a while ago. When I hit, there was one point where I was at 200 pounds. obviously started working out again.
Muscle
but,
keeps your fat up, though.
Yeah, no, it just, yeah, it just did not work well. But it's also because I only get fat on my upper body. My legs just never get any. So I don't know. Maybe that was more so my issue.
Well, so like the case with like abs, right? If you build your abs up, you can have a visible six pack at more like 20-25% body fat than someone who just never trained abs, and then they could be like 10%. You could have more abs than them. Is kind of what I mean.
Actually, Grizzy, what was your comment when I got out of the shower at PAX?
Wait,
the
what?
Fucking. Oh, I completely forget what you said, because like I had exactly
hey,
what
nice
Deuce
cock.
Said. No, I had fucking pants on. Oh God, I completely forget. But I had what Deuce just said. I was super fit because obviously competitive hockey, so I did have abs. And then when I got a little chubby, you could still see abs pretty clearly. There was just chub, and I forget what the comment Grizzy made, but
I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know. It made me.
What do you
laugh,
call you
yeah.
like fat ripped or something? Like,
no, I don't remember exactly.
In between
what he said.
Or something?
Yeah, somewhere around there. But yeah, I don't know. It's annoying as fuck. But I mean, I guess it's better than just being fat.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like as of right now, I'm just like a little bit above a dad bod.
Dude, dad bods are fine. All right,
Dots.
You don't need to be shredded. I feel like so many people have this like misconception that like having any fat on your body is unhealthy.
I feel like that's basically what I am. I'm like a dad bod kind of guy.
Fat is perfectly healthy to have. Like,
right, you need to sit where you feel good. You know, like because the people you see like on Instagram who are like ripped year round are probably on PEDs or some sort of some sort
like
of steroids
transmitted disease.
PED performance enhancing drugs. Yeah.
Oh
yeah, or they just feel like dog shit.
Or they're actually like malnourished and starving themselves, or they're like that genetic elite who just happen to be shredded all the time without a lot of effort.
But, Asians, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I mean,
well,
kinda,
naturally. You, I mean, kind of a blanket statement, but their metabolism is usually pretty fucking solid, and they have super like small frames. So if you build any muscle on that, you just stay shredded.
Kind
but it's hard as fuck
here,
to
but
build.
They can't pronounce L's. I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, well that's not
that
really
is a blanket statement.
That's not the topic we're talking about.
What's your guys' weirdest kink?
What a segue! Asians can't say L. Anyway, how do you like getting fucked?
There's no way.
Sticking my toes in peanut butter while I'm watching Jeopardy.
You have
is
that
a
ready?
Thing or just like,
that's just
it's like a comfort thing.
That's just a guilty pleasure. Or
yeah, a little bit of both.
Only thing that helps me fall asleep is that every night peanut butter and Jeopardy, right? Yeah, that's the one.
Any game show will do, really. Just.
I just need people cheering me on.
PB and Plinko, my favorite.
Plinko.
Okay, what's your favorite kink when you have the sexual relations with the woman?
I've never had
you
sex.
You pick a lot of topics that are very personal. Yeah. But I'm just not going to tell the mass audience that's watching. Like, yeah, when I'm having sex with a woman, I like something shoved up my ass at a 90-degree angle. Like, I ain't telling people
what's
shit.
What's wrong with that? What the hell's wrong with that?
Temperature. There's
nothing wrong with it. He's just saying he doesn't want to share it. He's not saying there's something wrong with
like
it.
Like a room temperature butt plug? Not much to it.
I like a cucumber that's just
like
about
a boiling,
to be pickled.
Hot butt plug?
Really? I leave my butt plugs in the freezer matter? Over the weekend before I give it to fucking.
I like to get a little shock when I go.
Oh, your body would go into septic shock if you put a frozen thing in your asshole.
Oh, really? Is that from experience?
I put a frozen pizza up there. Ain't
actually, didn't somebody die from septic shock from putting a frozen hot dog in their cooter?
Pretty sure something.
No frozen hot dog in there. What is septic shock, and why have I never heard of it? That sounds like a really cool band.
It's when you run real fast on the carpet. It's when you run real fast on the carpet and you go up in your toilet and touch it. It shocks the septic tank.
The toilet?
No, like what actually is septic shock though?
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's when some sort of foreign thing goes into your body and your body just completely shuts down. I'm sure somebody in the comments will actually explain what
is
it is.
Specifically,
essentially, you just die. Like if it's not treated,
really?
Yeah, like you can get septic shock from like if you have if you somehow get a cut in your intestines or something, or in the case the frozen
slowly
hot dog.
Slowly removes hot dog from ass.
Yeah, like I don't know exactly what causes it, but yeah, essentially, if it goes untreated, you die.
Is it specifically in your bunghole or just your body in general?
No, I think it's just anything. Actually, I don't know. I shouldn't really say anything because I don't actually know about this.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, but you can look it up, but I'm pretty sure it,
I don't know if I want to look up septic thing. Shock. I'm kind of scared of what I'm going to see.
I mean, septic makes me think doo-doo, but I don't know. Like, I'm not sure.
Septic shock is a life-threatening condition that happens when your blood pressure drops to a dangerously low level after an infection. So I guess it don't matter.
So it's something that happens over time. It's not like you stick a hot dog up your ass and you die.
It's not frostbite in your asshole. What?
It's a fucking disease, kind of. Right? Is that what I'm seeing here? It's a bacteria.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, then that makes sense with... Because the only
so
way
it's not
I
like
heard,
an immediate death if you stick, like, a fucking broomstick handle
no, it's
up
not
your
like,
ass.
It's not
cones.
Like you're dying in 0.5 seconds. I'm sure it's like most other infections.
See, that's what I thought you meant. I thought like you stuck something foreign up your ass and you just died.
Touches your fucking puckered ass, you just pass away.
That's what I thought you meant.
No, sorry. I should have been more clear. No, I did not. I did not mean that.
So if it's a clean hot dog with no bacteria, you can put it up your butthole, chat.
So you got to cook it first.
Right.
You know what? Yeah, that'd probably be fine. But then it'd be like bendy. You'd have
slowly sticks hot dog back in ass.
Defrost hot dog in ass. You got to dip it in hand sanitizer first, then put it in your ass. That's the secret. Mm.
Oh, that would burn.
Would it?
I got guts in my ass.
So what's your favorite kink?
Next topic.
McNasty, you want to talk about your kink? Go ahead.
I just want to know.
You tell us.
You
go.
You
keep bringing it up.
You go first.
I want to know if you guys have some stuff.
Start us off, McNasty.
I want to know if you guys have some stuff first.
Start it off, McNasty.
He's not going to answer.
Yeah.
If I start, then your guys' follow-up stuff is going to be so vanilla, it's going to sound... not interesting at all.
You're a fucking weirdo. You are a fucking weirdo.
You really are just cursed as a human.
I am into some shit, but I want to hear what you guys are into.
I got nothing to say. Just go ahead.
I got nothing to say.
Go for it, McNasty.
I'm not touching
on
that topic.
So when you guys have sex, it's just like, okay, I'm going to be you a missionary doggy, and then we're done. Dude, it doesn't matter if you're a virgin. You can still have kinks. You can still have.
McNasty, at this point, my kink is just having sex. That would be awesome.
That's not a kink, though.
This kink is big
old
dick.
That would be awesome.
Like, if you want to, like, maybe, like, like the whole Helga thing, a big giant woman picking you up, spinning you around like one of those, like, gold for cash things.
I want a large 6'8", 400 pound
gold for cash thing. You mean a sign?
Yeah, he's never seen a sign in any other context.
Just take him out of the corner of public and just spread into around.
Okay. Yes, there you go. I want to be banged and dominated by Helga. Does that make you happy? Now let's hear what the shit you're into is.
Okay, well, there's three other people left we could talk.
I'm in a committed relationship and I don't want to talk about anything like that in a podcast in front of hundreds of thousands of people. If I was single, I'd probably be down.
You guys are fucking pushy.
But I feel like without your partner's consent, just sharing things like that can, you know, that's kind of BM.
Is there anything that you like, you have had a kink that like you've never got to experience?
I'm not saying that to a fucking group of people I've never met before. Hey, everyone watching, I love getting fucked sideways. No, I'm not going to tell people what turns me on, McNasty. That's what the fuck? No.
McNasty is such an open person, dude.
I don't mind saying it. I just feel like...
open.
No, I agree. Being open is fine.
You won't show your face, but you'll tell everyone you like being tied up like a little fucking ham sandwich.
That was a joke.
Tie up a ham sandwich.
Well, that depends on the person, buddy. Don't kink shame me.
Fuck. My bad.
Yeah, he finally opened up and you're kink shaming him, dude. Come on.
Damn it, I knew I shouldn't have said nothing.
That's the last time that happens.
Yeah, right, I don't know. Without consent of my partner, I just don't feel comfortable sharing anything like that. That's all. I'm open about it.
McNasty, have you said anything? Have you said one yet?
No.
Say one then, big boy.
What about Grizzy? What about Grizzy over
No,
there.
No, you're not the one touching on the topic. I'm beating around the bush.
I can tell you Grizzy's kink. He wants to eat pizza off somebody's ass.
Yes. Oh. Not pizza, and it's not ass.
It's mozzarella sticks.
Man, you know, maybe
I
want to
eat a mozzarella stick out your pussy, baby.
Oh.
Ew.
Ew.
Grizzy wants a mozzarella stick in between every toe.
No.
I actually have a picture of a hot dog between every toe on some random woman.
Oh, of course you do.
Why? I forgot you have a hot dog folder.
Oh yeah, I stay strapped.
Is that a kink?
Yeah, I just fucking love hot dogs, bro. That's why I knew about septic shock.
McNasty, are you gonna say a kink?
Hurry up.
Okay. Well, let me think here.
Oh no, let me consult the list here.
Probably the most like opens widely an elder known scroll. One would be like bondage.
Okay.
What? So like, that's pretty normal. Tying down.
No, that's pretty
normal.
I'm
going to the bathroom while you guys talk about this.
I'm going into septic shock.
That's not fucked.
Have
that's
you
like,
watched
actually, that, no, that is...
Did you hear him?
That is the most common soup? Fetish.
No.
Yeah, it's free.
He said, I'm going into septic shock.
As he walked away. This conversation is giving me an infection that's lowering my blood pressure.
Oddly enough, I learned that fact in business school that like
what?
light BDSM is the most common fetish out there. Like, not so much like full on leather suits being whipped in the ass and shit, but just like
okay, that's
tied up and stuff. That's like the most
like
common
BDSM.
That's, so yeah, that's fair.
So do you like to beat or be beaten? Both?
Yeah. What?
Some sort of
yeah. What side are you
what?
On?
No. I'm super.
You're like
dominant,
some masochist. Okay. Okay, so you just want to punch somebody in the face and then rail her
dude,
out.
I'm fucking 6'7". You can't, like, no girl's going to fucking dominate me. Like, it's too weird of a dynamic.
Yeah, that would just, that's just so funny. It looked like a chihuahua just trying to take on a pit bull. That would not work. Yeah, it's all right. That's fair. That's not, see, the way you explained it, I was expecting some super fucked, like, weird left field bullshit, but that's okay.
Oh, God.
All right, keep going then, because so far you haven't. Yeah. So far, no red flags. You're good.
Maybe like a little bit of like knife play. That's also.
Well, I guess that's still an aggressive
knife
BDSM.
Play. Does this mean like injuries, like hurting each other?
No.
Just
it's more
like,
of just like
what? Holding it to the throat kind of thing or what?
Yeah, kind of just like what being in full control. Fuck? Yeah.
That's fair. Okay. That's still
along the same lines of.
Yeah, that's in the same line. So, that's definitely not for me. I can tell you that right away. But you know what? Power to you.
Like,
if you are surprised, that is actually surprising.
I'm not
common.
Surprised because it's from McNess. I'm just shocked that it's like.
No, it's.
You know, it's like these are things I don't think about.
Thing.
So it's. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I forget that it's a common thing. Like people really just enjoy being tied up and just take. Putting a knife to somebody's throat type shit? Like, no.
Yeah, knife ain't for me, but, you know.
Knife ain't for me, bro.
I wouldn't necessarily say throat. That's a little bit kind of risky, because, you know, if you fucking slip once and they're dead. It's
yeah,
just
already,
like,
bro, I'm already scared when a barber's touching up my hairline to move.
McNasty starts getting hard when Barber's cutting his hair.
And then Barber's trimming his beard. McNasty's
just like
full mask.
On the knife. I'm like, go harder, fucker.
Shave me harder.
Yeah, I can't do that.
All right, now skip ahead to the weirdest one.
There's one that it's just too far. I can't say on the podcast.
Oh boy. I think I know
where
you're going.
Red flag.
I think I know where you're going with it, and yep, do not say.
What if you say it, but just cut it out, because now I'm kind of curious.
I'll say it after the podcast.
Tell us after the podcast.
I'm not going to ask.
See, the thing is, when it comes to kinks like this, I would never do it with somebody who wasn't willing to do it. It's usually always like,
yeah,
when, it's,
that's pretty
when
nice.
It's somebody that also likes that kink, important. Then it's like, then it's a connection. You know?
To be fair, knowing all the girls that McNasty has been with that I know of,
yeah,
or like tried to chat with, they're all the type that would be exactly into that. So he's
in
the right market.
That's the thing. That's the kind of
woman
I go
into?
For.
What is he
into?
He's
in
the right market.
He likes to hold knives to throats of women and fug them.
He likes latex and knives.
Actually?
He likes bondage.
But McNasty, you actually like that.
Knife play.
Uh-huh. You're sick in the fucking head, dude. You're actually fucking mentally sick.
Yeah. I'm going to pray for you.
You need to go to a therapist.
Let's pray for McNasty. Let's all have a prayer.
Honestly,
for
things, I would pray for
these
you.
These are things that not I'm not the only person that into. There are women who are into
human,
that shit.
Yeah, whoever is into holding a knife to their throat while getting fucked is sick
the
in the head.
Is, when these kinks became a thing, it's because the women that I either talked to or were with had that kink, and then
well,
I tried it out.
They're sick
like,
in
okay,
the fucking
like
head, the McNasty. Head. And they need are Allah. Mentally ill.
Okay, as long as we're both consenting and there's no like actual harm,
oh
then who fucking cares?
I promise I'll never say this again, but I'm on McNasty's side. As long as it's two consenting partners, you can do whatever the fuck you
oh,
want.
Oh, yeah.
It
doesn't
mean
fine.
It's not fucking
that's fine, but they're still sick in the head. You can consent to being sick in the head. That's totally cool.
All right, I'm fence-sitting then.
There's probably going to be a point to where it won't be a turn on anymore unless you're holding a knife to someone's throat right. And then you become a murderer.
What?
So, like,
yeah, it's, I mean, that's like saying weed makes you do heroin.
To differentiate.
That's, I do not agree with that one, Soup. That is
a
fucking
joke. I was joking.
I had a beer, so now I do meth. Like, I just.
Well, I mean, shit.
It is a gateway drug. Heroin.
It's very important to differentiate sexual desire with just basic living. Like, I can be that way to a girl in the bedroom and just be this, like, just degrading, just complete dominant. And then after, like, treat
oh
her like a
God.
Fucking princess and buy her shit.
You are mentally ill.
Hey, you have to differentiate with the way you are in the bedroom with the way you are just in normal life. I have no desire in normal life to put knives up to people's throats. Like, that's not something I want to do. It's literally just the way I am in the bedroom with
no,
them,
that's
so.
That's fair. I'm actually on McNasty's side here. That is
thank you.
Like, that is a common thing. That's not, he's not saying anything that's like super uncommon or like fucked in the
yeah,
world.
Yeah, you know what? It's also
sex.
Probably common if you ask fucking rapists what they do. It's probably
that,
really
no,
common with them too.
That is a that is a
that,
fucking stretch.
That, yeah, I don't think that's a good comparison.
That is a massive stretch.
There's a
I'm not consenting adults to two
yeah.
unconsenting adults.
It is such a common thing that like I really it's for me. It's like I don't really give a fuck. It's not, you know, it's not my kink. You do what you do. I do what I do. And just like,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Even
though,
I totally
even
get
I'm
that.
Not into
totally
it, I'm not
going to
kink
that.
Shame, you know?
I'm playing devil's advocate though. So like if you had heard, wow, that dude fucked her while holding a knife to her throat, where would your mind go? Would you immediately think, oh, those are probably two consenting
well,
people?
Because
you get what I'm saying?
Without the context of knowledge, yes, I agree. Yeah. That is... Like, without the context of knowing that that is a relatively common thing.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I'd obviously, you know.
Common
I
where?
I go and watch
porn. I don't say, oh, here's the knife section.
Well, because it's like YouTube. It's an algorithm. If you go
yeah,
watch certain things, it's going to recommend to you. It knows your IP address. It's not like you fucking change your IP unless you're using a VPN for watching porn, which I know a lot of people do. But in your case, I'm sure you're not doing that. It's not going to recommend you some fucking knife play BDSM shit if you've been watching two priests have
so,
missionary.
McNasty, if you open up Pornhub right now, what is your first video that comes up?
Girl
Pornhub,
fucking dies.
Pornhub is different because Pornhub has recently
is
did
it
this
not
thing
good
where,
enough for you? Is
no, no,
it not?
No, hold on. Let me finish
weird,
my fucking sentence.
Fucking,
let me finish my fucking sentence. Shut
I
up.
Should have known.
Pornhub did this thing recently where they completely removed anything that's not verified. So Pornhub is just
which,
like...
Which was...
You have to be anything. A verified account. Like, and it's just like... Pornhub is just done. Like, it's stupid now.
I think it's probably for the better they did that.
God,
I wouldn't say it's stupid.
You're fucking sick.
Alright, now okay, I don't
they
agree
really
with McNasty
like,
anymore.
They removed
I take
all
back.
The potential minor videos. It's
yeah.
stupid now.
No, I'm talking. I'm not fucking talking about that.
Well, that's why
obviously,
they did it.
That's why they
I know,
did it.
I know that's why they did it, but I'm saying like all like BDSM stuff and like that just doesn't really exist on Pornhub anymore.
Jesus.
It's all these couples now that have like verified accounts.
I think we need a prayer circle after this
yeah,
podcast.
Seriously.
I'm going to need to be back after this.
For me, please.
I'm going to wash my ears out with dish soap after this.
Yeah.
I feel like I've lost my religion just hearing this.
All right. Well, are we done with this topic?
Oh, yeah. No. I want to keep going. All I want to know... I want a deep dive into McNasty's
fucking
brain.
He already said there's one McNasty. That's too fucked to share, and I know exactly what it is, but he should not say it on the podcast for the sake of everybody here. I'm gonna take a guess at it after we get off.
You may as well just say what it is, because if you have half of a brain, you can guess what it is.
No.
Oh my god.
Leave it.
That's actually.
Leave it to die.
Jesus fucking Christ!
And before anyone thinks super fucked up, it's not underage or dead people. That's not my guess.
That's not what I thought either.
Well, there's gonna be people that are like, oh my god, you're trying to hide it. Don't want him to say it. He's definitely fucking into underage girls or something. There's gonna be people out there. This topic is hell.
This is hell right now. I'm in literal
really a
hell.
Kink, or just like a fucked up thing to be?
Well, me and Grizzy are in hell. Me and Grizzy are literally in hell together right now. I can tell by his not talking.
What am I doing? I'm in hell.
I feel like once you experience sex, you're going to be into some shit. You're going to meet some women who are going to be like
literal shit.
Weird.
Dew is saving himself from marriage. What do you mean he's going to meet some women?
Dude, you're saving yourself for marriage?
Well, not necessarily, but...
Yeah, I thought you were just waiting for someone that wasn't an E-thought.
I'm just waiting for the right person, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I thought you were saving yourself for marriage. I thought you were that person.
What the fuck? What?
I was waiting for the right person.
What do you mean? He thought he was because he's Christian?
I could have sworn we had a conversation.
He's some random group of girls is just going to show up at his house one day and... He's just going to pick out of him. Oh, this is a good one.
No, but he's busy focusing on his career. So when he feels ready, he can go hit the bar scene or go out or find a job that allows him to be around other people that he enjoys or a million different things, McNasty. Stop trying to force him to date slutty ass e-girls.
Damn it! What were we talking about first?
McNasty, what porn sites do you go on? You go on X-Videos?
X-Videos, yeah.
You can.
So, like,
that's usually like my main one.
And you watch videos of women having knives to their throats.
Not every time, though.
Oh my!
Sometimes, I mean, I really kind of have to be in. See, that's the thing is, like, with porn, I'm a lot more like vanilla with porn. But, like, actually having sex.
Why, though? Like, I'm curious about that. Like, is it just like you have to be in, like, a specific mood for knife holding?
Yeah. Hey, can I just say,
also, that kind of porn doesn't exist.
To our editor, I am just sorry that you have to hear this. I'm just sorry.
You're a trooper, Dara, fucking beast.
And oh, I apologize. God.
Dara, whatever we're paying you, you probably deserve a raise.
If you haven't offed yourself after editing this, you're a bigger man than I am.
I want to go to bed.
It's 6:30.
I want to go back to bed, yeah.
It's 5:30, dude.
I don't even want to do an outro anymore.
Nobody like, comment, or subscribe.
You know what's weird is
I've enjoyed this.
Out of all these kinks I have, I don't really care for feet.
Okay, that's fair. I mean,
I don't understand the thing with feet. I don't understand why people just see feet and they're like, oh my god, I want to fuck those feet.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like completely neutral. I know a lot of people are like, ew, feet, but like I just don't care. Like, I don't find it in a sexual object. I don't know.
I mean, I've sucked on some toes in my day, but it's usually, like, while I'm doing it, you know?
That's fair.
I'm not out on the street looking at girls wearing open-toe shoes being like,
Nasty, I bet the women whose toes you've sucked are fucking vile.
Why do you think that?
I just think that it's just been some vile women.
If I had a woman with vile toes, I would not suck them.
McNasty sucked some vile toes in his day, boy.
I have not had some vile toes.
You've had some vile toes up in the cavities, baby. McNasty had some toe cavities, baby.
Ew.
Toe cavities?
Ew. Ew. I'm not neutral anymore. I never want to see a fucking foot again. That is. Yeah, do you guys know anyone with a foot fetish?
No. My dad.
Why do you know that?
Why would you say that?
Why do you know that?
Why are you gonna out your dad like that? Why?
Jesus. Well, we know why McNasty's fucked.
How do you know that? How do you know your dad has a foot fetish?
What the fuck? Why, you guys are just walking down this street and he's just like, that bitch got some nice toes, son. What the fuck, bro?
How the fuck do you know your dad has a foot fetish?
God.
Dude. Oh my god.
Your family is so
me and my
jacked
dad are just
up.
Really open with each other.
Yeah, clearly.
Me and my dad are honestly more friends than we are like father son.
I mean, that's good, but fuck that's me. I would not want to know what my father prefers in that sense. My dad's a great Jesus friend. Christ. I love hanging out with him, chatting, you know, just chilling. But I don't need to know that.
Yeah, me and my dad's relationship is like, he's like a bro where you just like talk to him about whatever. There's no like shame at all.
Yeah, like sucking fucking toes.
Exactly.
Just hanging out with my dad. Like
dad son relationship.
Hanging out with my dad.
Can you ask him? Hold on, before we get off topic, can you ask him what specifically he likes? Because I've always been curious. I've just never met someone who either A, has a foot fetish, or B, is comfortable to talk about it. Like, what is the appeal,
he like,
I guess?
Like, he likes when, like, they're very, like, pedicured, I guess. Is that the term?
Well, I guess,
is
I mean,
like
that's
an adjective for pedicure.
Like that's
Grizzy, are you happy you came now?
Like,
are you
happy? Clean, like, yeah. Toes are painted.
I literally told you. I'm like, I'm going to be a side character here.
He has a weird thing about big toes. Like, if he sees a woman have, like, a weird big toe, it turns him off.
What the fuck?
He's like, he'll be like in the grocery store, and he'll walk by a woman, and be like, that bitch had a big old big toe. Did you see that?
Ew.
No, I wasn't paying attention to her fucking feet.
That's weird.
I'm playing RuneScape. I don't want to know anymore.
I've been playing Pokemon this whole time in the background. So, yeah, no, that is bizarre.
Yeah, but,
you know, good for him, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody got a topic to end on? Like, hey, what's your favorite choir song? You know, let's.
What's your favorite Disney Channel show?
I'm going to church Sunday.
Hang him on Tanya.
I am no longer atheist. I need God in my life again.
Which God?
All of them. Every single one after this.
See what you did there. All of them.
Yep. I need Allah. Allah specifically.
Allah. I need Allah.
Do we actually not have another topic? Are we really ending
cardboard
on
or cheese?
Are we ending on McNasty's dad talking about a girl's big toe?
Fuck yeah, dude. That's a prime content for the goon.
Don't even bother trying to put ads on this fucking podcast.
I hope I pass
podcast.
Away in my sleep, actually.
Thanks for coming on, Greasy. It's been a pleasure. Pleasure having you.
Why are you thinking me?
I can see
a cute
little face
me?
In the circle. I don't know. Just
I feel like you should be thanking all of us for not leaving halfway through this call, to be honest.
I really hope I pass away in my sleep.
That's fair.
That's all.
I can't argue with that.
Well, wait, did you say I should be thanking you?
No. McNasty should be thanking all of us for not leaving.
What'd you say?
Yeah, no, Grizzy, you should say thanks that we didn't just leave you in the middle of the podcast. Bye, Grizzy. Just fucking take him from the call.
Just Grizzy Goons by himself.
Grizzy and then the Goons doing their own podcast without Grizzy. All right, Soup, you want to do your outro or are you too depressed?
I'm not.
Like, comment, subscribe, download on Spotify.
God, I'm sorry.
The comment section is going to be so cursed to this one, too.
Yeah, I am just extremely sorry for the last hour of your life, and I hope you all have a good day. Yeah, please give us
topics
that
we haven't
that aren't
fucking
this.
Done already.
Give us your favorite church choir song.
Yeah. Yep.
Have a good day.
Put your favorite Bible verse in the comment section.
No.
Okay, it's been a podcast.
It's over.
Has it been?
Yep.